to me, baby.
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from breezy and tropical backwater Sparks, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week are my good friends, Nick Ramirez in
Hi.
The big corner, Dogwater Dick behind the wall, and Mikey Shame sitting in the third seat. Hi, baby.
Hi.
We've also got Britt Straw in here with her ukulele that she's going to melt our faces with this week.
Hello.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
How are you doing?
Woo.
Good.
I had a hellacious, horrible, awful day, and I'm so happy to be here.
Good, man. I like it when it's...
This is my happy spot.
Yeah.
I can't
like
be in a bad mood
ramp
here.
Or something, and you're like, oh, that's so much better.
Long story short, my car broke over the weekend. Lots of trouble. Almost had to walk Riku to school this morning. But for the kind benevolence of Facebook and Jill Marlene giving us a ride to school in the morning.
All right.
Because that would have been a bitch of a walk.
F and A.
Riku could have done it, but she wouldn't have liked it.
Going down.
So Jill helped me out, and she drove me around, and that was awesome. And so
friends
thank you,
helping
Jill.
Friends.
Yeah, and Facebook being out there to just shout out help.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, hey, I got 10 minutes. I could drive by your place. Sure.
It's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
that's really nice.
Thank you, universe, but specifically the part of the universe that is Jill.
And all Facebook. Right. And the part of the universe that is Facebook.
That is the conduit. Because I'm like a Facebook person in real life. You just bring everybody together in the middle.
I'm scared of it.
It's powerful magics. The internet is black magics, and it's hard to control. It can destroy you.
A dark alchemy.
Namaste.
Namaste. Aww.
Namaste.
Let's not get Facebook mad at us. Hi, Britt. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Great. It's good to see you here this week. Britt is a friend of ours from, well, open mics and playing music around
She's
town.
She's very little.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'2".
That's so awesome.
I never noticed that. You're always on stage rocking out,
mm-hmm.
and you're 10 feet tall up there.
Guys dig that, right? Like... You're like doll-like and tiny.
Well, there's... I like to be short, but if I was a guy, I would want to be tall. So, I guess.
So it's perfect.
It's perfect.
There's something nice about girls shorter than you. Yes.
There's something nice about guys taller than you too.
Right.
Burn.
No, I think we just made the same point.
Oh, right.
Mikey earns her first buzz of the evening.
Oh. Thanks, Rory.
Hi, Mikey. How
I mean,
are you?
I mean, fuck you, Rory.
It's good to see you. Hey, there we go.
See you.
That gets you a
half a ding.
A half a ding and a clown horn. See if your stock rises throughout the show, really. Try harder.
I'm going to try.
Hey, it's good to see everybody this week. Like I said, I had a horrible day, but it was a great weekend in Reno. Stabby Unicorn show was fantastico.
Yeah,
that was
cool,
really good.
Well, we all had a great time there. I don't even know what
Did
time
it, sound
it was
right,
over
Rick?
When I left.
I couldn't tell. I have to wear earplugs or I can't work the next day.
Right.
And so I was listening to it through
his
earplugs.
His faggoty,
it
shiny
great.
Earplugs that
oh,
look
yeah.
like his ears are pierced.
Like I've got gauges in my actual ears where the holes actually are supposed to be. That's what it looks like. But yeah, I have to. And so, fuck, I just hear bass and vocals. And so it's a totally different show for me. There's no guitar. There's almost no keyboards. But when it fed back, I could hear that.
Oh, it did feedback?
Yeah, the feedback.
Occasionally,
yeah.
Well,
throughout
that's
the night.
The guitar feedback, right?
No, I think it was the vocal mic on the second session, and then we ran over, and we're all, drop your 130, dude! Ah! And we dropped 130, and it never happened again.
Oh, cool.
But I know, I know. Nick, you walked past me and spilled beer all over me.
I did?
I know you were unaware of that. But like, really, it was just like, bam, Nick, bam, and then just splash, dumped really? Beer all over my arm and shoe. And Jesus. I actually had to go like mop up in the bathroom. It was that bad.
That's awesome, so Nick. Good job.
So I left the bar smelling like a DUI.
What a dick. I'm sorry, dude.
No, and you were working. I know how it is to be running back and forth trying to get to do all the sound shit and stuff. Uh-huh. And, you know, and so it's pretty awesome.
Did I buy you another beer?
No, I it was yeah, your beer.
Yes, because Rick was drinking beers.
Beer. It was your beer. Then. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Did you buy me one?
There was still a lot in the
glass. I love Nick Ramirez.
Oh. Sorry, dude.
Nick also likes shit.
Hi, Chewy. Yeah. Welcome back to the show.
Chewy knows me well. So. It's cool.
But he was a little effeminate.
Is he talking about me?
I think so. Oh, he hates you.
He hates me. Oh, yeah. But at any rate.
That was a good show.
So
it was awesome. You did a great job.
And I listened to the album. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was. And did anybody else
not heard it yet?
Did anybody else notice that fucking like that the room? It was like there were so many X's in the room. Did anybody else like focus on that at all?
Not at all.
Everybody who broke up with anybody was all there except Cheyenne.
I didn't notice.
I like everywhere I looked, everybody who was broken up.
I didn't notice. I
was
on
there.
A date, yo. I was paying attention to that one.
Oh, she was nice and cute and fucking rad.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, good job. Well, you better nail her before she finds out what you're like. You know? Just saying.
Shut up!
Bag it.
I gave myself that. Yeah, so it did sound good.
I have a phone call to make.
Yeah, the album is like, very good.
The phone call needs to be happening here.
All right, so who are we calling?
First, we are calling a friend of mine, or at least that's okay. Mild acquaintance of mine. Dan Kim of the Pioneer Underground.
Britt, so far doesn't the show just suck?
I would say no.
It's like, why are we even here?
I'm having a good time.
We're warming her up, Rick. Chilling.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Welcome to the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Dan, you're here with, I got Nick, Mikey, Rick, woo! And Britt in the studio with me. So you are a premier local performer at the Pioneer Underground. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you emcee a lot of stuff over there and do a lot. But tell everybody what you do over there, because you've got a great act, and I don't want to spoil it by being a jerk.
Oh, no. Well, thank you. I'm the local resident hypnotist at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club.
Dude!
I've been performing my show Hypnotic for over 2 years.
Holy crap.
See if you'll come on the
and
show
and it's
do
a lot
it.
Of fun. If you haven't seen a hypnosis show before, I'd say my show's a mesmerizing laugh-a-minute show that busts the myths surrounding hypnosis, but more importantly, I help people showcase the power and the talent of their subconscious mind.
Damn,
and right it's just on. A heck of a lot. It's just a heck of a lot of fun. And a lot of people, their takeaway is, I never thought I could be hypnotized, or that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Now, like, what kind of things will you do when you hypnotize somebody? Like, I mean, you know, your average, like, quack like a duck.
Actually, you know what, that's one of the biggest myths that people think is we make them bark like a dog, cluck like a chicken, or sing like an American Idol reject.
Right.
I do more things to fascinate people and shows the power of the mind. Each show is different, you know, I probably have well over 150 different routines, and so I try to mix them up, a little bit differently, so people will never see the same thing, you know, twice if they come, and most people come in a couple, three shows. Because what happens is after a person is a star of the show, I invite them to come back again to the next show, and I say, see the show, be at the show, so the next time they get to watch.
Right, right.
Yeah, but let's see, I think probably one of the more popular routines that I do is I take a sock monkey, and it's a case of monkey see, monkey do. What the monkey sees and what the monkey does, the people on stage will do absolutely and exactly the same thing that he does. it's crazy. People go, how do you do that? I go, what do you mean? How do you make them do that? I go, it's all the power of the mind. They do exactly what the monkey does.
Far out.
And, what?
That is cool.
Would you come into the studio and do that with us some week and the crew of the show over here?
I'd love to. Yeah, come in and I can do some on-site hypnotists. But I think one thing that differs me with a lot of, sets me aside from a lot of the hypnotists in the world is I'm one of the very few that have a full-time, you know, meeting once a week, and I just had a sold-out standing ovation show at the Carson Valley Inn on Saturday night.
Hey, now.
I'm not only a performer, but I also am a full-time clinical hypnotist, and I see, you know, about 20 or so people every week helping them change their lives.
Oh, rad. Very cool.
Yeah, so I kind of know the secrets from both sides.
I need you to help me stop doing bad things.
Mikey here in the studio says she needs you to help her from doing bad things.
Oh, she will do bad things and she wants to do bad things.
Hey.
but we're all aware of that.
but I think if a person wants to stop doing bad things or, I say, deplete their bank of bad habits,
mm-hmm.
I can definitely help them because our habits are really stored in our subconscious mind. And as a clinical hypnotist, I have a way that's not only very fun to work with me, but it's also very safe and it's very effective and can be a permanent way to make those changes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And then in my clinical practice, I see right therapy. I help people lose weight and I have a great program I call Dump the Plump.
Has he ever made the gay straight?
And people with ADHD and ADD. I'm also certified in pain management, so I help them with things like fibromyalgia.
Oh, wow.
Help people relieve stress and PTSD. So, and what happens is in my show, I often get, you know, depending on how many people we have there, about a dozen or so people will fill out a card and say, "Can you contact me with info on how to, you know, lose weight, manage my pain, manage my test anxiety, and things like that." And it's like they're kind of, my show is like a 90-minute
play
of your subconscious mind.
I think it's fantastic that you can use a performance stage stick, be a little bit of a comic, have fun with people, and use it to get referrals to your day job. I mean,
absolutely.
Dude, that's the win-win of anybody's dream, yeah, of, like, performers.
Oh, it's fun. Man, I'd love to have you there. In fact, my next show is going to be this Friday night, the 11th at 9:30. I'll be there appearing after my good friend, and I don't know if he's been on the air yet, but Sean Peabody.
We're talking to him next. We're going to talk to him next.
Sean is an absolutely funny guy, and, I'll let him tell what he does, but he is one of my favorite people to watch.
Right.
Dude, seriously, ask him if he's ever made gay people straight.
Okay, my engineer's yelling in my ear for the last 5 minutes. Have you ever made gay people straight? Has he ever made gay people straight?
Only if they want to be. I can't unbend them.
Wow. So, can you make straight people gay?
No luck.
Frame of mind, but I work with people with...
No luck for you, Rick.
Damn it.
I have worked with people in a clinical setting to help them with like erectile dysfunction.
Right.
Come to my Naughty But Nice show, and you will see, when people say, I don't believe hypnosis works, they go on my show, I'll give a little bit away here, you got to see it to believe it, but one of my routines is I'll actually have two guys dancing with each other.
Okay, see,
and
that's...
So I say, you know, if you tell me hypnosis doesn't work, it does not is not real, why did that happen?
Oh, you're just reaching people. You're just reaching
people. Yeah, it's fun. It's a blast. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Very cool. Well, hey, Dan, I'm gonna. I need to let you go so we can get to Colin Sean here in a bit. But what time's the show again?
Okay, my show is going to be at 9:30 this Friday night, the 11th. Ticket prices are $13 in advance or $16 a day a show. And this show will probably be sold out. Me and Sean will probably have a full house. He's a really big draw, and it's you need to get in line to get in there. But you can buy tickets at RenoTahoeComedy.com. But it's just an amazing thing, and it's nice to share the stage with Sean. And after the last 2 years, he's been coming up, and we've become really good friends.
Well, right on then, brother.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see you. If I don't see you this weekend, we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Love to have you at the show. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, Dan.
See
you. All right. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Nice.
Rad.
Scary.
So should we just jump right to the other
phone
call?
He's a charlatan. No, we'll put the audience
or
through that.
Yeah, no, let's have a song
first. Yeah.
We need a break.
Do a song.
Yeah, and now, hold it. Check your pinky link. You know why. It's the uncomfortable silence brought to you by. Now, Britt, would you like to entertain us with a little bit of a song, a musical break?
Sure, sure.
Do something that's sweet. Actually why people listen to the show.
So I got here a ukulele that I got for Christmas from my parents, so I've been playing.
So just this last Christmas?
Yeah, 2012.
Now, had you played music before this?
Sang yes, instrument no.
Okay, okay. Very cool.
But since I learned to play the ukulele, I've been able to make my own music a lot easier. So I've been writing my own music and stuff.
Very cool.
And
yeah, yeah.
It's been fun, definitely.
Cool. Yeah.
I'll throw on a song here. This one is called Forever. It's one of the first ones I wrote.
No, that's a really shit. You've been playing shorter than I, and you make better songs than I do. I'm totally jealous of you. Thank you for being on my show.
Your voice is beautiful.
My dumb show.
I'm honored to be here. So yeah, thank you. But
no, I've gotten to enjoy Britt at a bunch of open mics, a couple of shows here and there,
too.
A couple of showcases, You're hanging with, like, you know, bands. People have been playing in town for years and years, and, like, you're just, like, right up on the team with everybody else. Like, you step in, and you're great. You're fantastic.
I put in a lot of work, though. I don't just... I mean, it is a lot
of work.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, but you definitely... You know your place on stage, and you take it.
Thank you.
So, that's why
amazing.
That's why I enjoy watching you, yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. That's why it's amazing that you're, you know, that good after a year. It's like, whoa.
And I know how much I've been putting into it.
Holy moly.
Damn it. Not motivated enough.
Yeah, I'm just going to put down my guitar now.
You got a lot to learn still.
All right, so I do want to hustle along. and get
another phone call
to the other phone call. The comedian. Okay. I know this is a comedian heavy week. Wayne over at the Pioneer Underground and the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. He's got a lot of stuff happening. He makes things happen to Reno, and really they put on good shows at the spot. It's a good room. It's a good theater. I like doing stuff there.
Yeah.
Overrated.
You're overrated.
Chewie's such a dick.
I know. I'm gonna go lay bricks in the mine. Me.
Whatever.
Hello there.
Sean. Sean Peabody. Hello, sir. Welcome to the Worst Little Podcast.
Woo!
Hello.
No, this was. You know, I gotta get over this time difference because, like, I'm an hour ahead of you guys. So, like, it's 7 o'clock my time, which is like 6 o'clock your time. I was like sitting around going, I don't want to do nothing because I don't want to miss the phone call.
Oh no, it's like,
and now he's drunk.
Here it's 7:45.
Yeah, up here in Idaho it's 8:48 or 8:45.
Oh, I gotcha.
3 more minutes.
But I didn't realize that, and I was sitting there going, why are they gonna call me? I hope maybe. Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to keep you hanging then, friend.
Oh, no, that's my fault. I keep forgetting I'm an hour ahead of everybody back home.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to get used to living up here in Idaho.
Yeah, where in Idaho are you right now, and where are you from before that?
I'm originally from the Bay Area, California.
Okay.
That's where I was raised.
Yeah, that's where I saw the phone number there, yeah.
Yeah, I got the same 707 number from the Bay, but I moved up here to Idaho about a year and a half ago. Up in Boise.
How are you liking that? I hear Boise's about the only reason to go to Idaho.
Actually, it is. It's a really good reason. It's really good. It's really nice. It's family-oriented. It's very friendly. People actually say hi. Like, it's nothing compared to Cali, like, as far as people being nice and everything like that. Like, I do miss the sunshine, though.
It's a good time. So, but hey, you're coming here to Reno. We've got a lot of sunshine right now. This is October. It's the best time of year here.
Oh, I can't wait. I need that. It's been kind of cold up this way. Yeah, I'm getting excited. I haven't been to Reno in a little while. It's been April.
We were just talking to Dan Kim, who said he's been playing with you for a couple years, doing shows together. Says, he's had a lot of things to say about your act. I'm not going to tell you whether they were good or bad. You can fill us in the blanks yourself.
Yeah.
Did he ever hypnotize him?
Has he ever hypnotized you?
No, I've never really been a part of a show. I've always wanted to, though. I've always wanted to just sit there and go, you know what? I want to be hypnotized, but I don't know. I'm a little skeptic on that. I've seen his show dozens of times, and I've seen people do some weird stuff. His show is actually really good. Like, just to watch people do weird stuff with things that he makes them do. I don't know. I'll just stand there and listen to crickets when I tell jokes. That's a little bit more. That's more embarrassing than standing there with a toilet paper roll against my eyes. Yeah, I have. I've been working with Dan since I've been out there in Reno. I've been working at the Pioneer Underground for Reno Tahoe Comedy for a while now. And, Dan's always, him and I have done so many shows together, like, back-to-back. But, yeah, he's great. I've always been kind of like, I don't know if I want to be hypnotized. I forget all my material.
I'm going to text him that. I'm going to tell him that the next time.
See, no, that's not, because if Dan asked me to, I'll do it. Like, because he's a good friend of mine. So if he was like, hey, Sean, I want you to be in the show.
Yeah, I'd probably do
it.
So we were just talking to him, but remind us, what time is that show again? It's the Pioneer Underground Reno Tahoe Comedy Club.
Right. It's the show starts at 7. The doors open up at 6. I'm going to headline it, and I love that room over there. It's going to be myself, Matt Wiegand, local comedian from Reno.
We know Matt.
He's going to be hosting, and he's going to host the show. We got an appearance from a young guy, Kelly Hilbert. And Kelly, when he had his first show at the Pioneer Underground, it was the first time he was ever on stage, and I got to be there the first time he went up, so it's kind of like, this is really cool for him to be playing with me when I come down there. Like, every time I come down there, he's always like, hey man, can I play with you, can I come down there and get on? I'm like, of course, because, like, I was there the first time he went up, and like, I got that little connection with him where it's good. I like to see him where he's still grinding. It's like, good. Right. Keep it to the,
this guy sounds pretty cool.
Right, yeah, right. 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock for the show. Doors open up at 6. It's myself, Matt Wiegand, Kelly Hilbert. It's going to be a great show Friday night. I'm not too familiar on what the ticket prices are, but they can check out on the website at Reno Tahoe Comedy North. Reno Tahoe Comedy.com. The prices for the tickets are there. Or they can call the club at 775-322-LAFF. That's 322-LAFF.
And that is Sean Peabody on it with the information there. Shit, I don't even know the phone number off the top of my head.
I gotta stay proactive. I gotta stay on it to where, because I get a lot of people that come up from Sacramento. I got a fan base that comes out of Fallon.
Oh, very cool.
Which is crazy because, like, ooh, Fallon, huh?
Falabama.
Falabama, and then what is it, Ferntucky?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you have been here before.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with Reno. But there's a lot of folks that come up that way, and some of them are like, hey, man, how do I get tickets? Or how do I call them? They have a phone number because I'm coming from Sacramento. Or like, I have a lot of people that come from Northern California
when
I come back from Idaho because it's been a while since I see my folks that way. They're like, man, when are you playing close to here? And I'm like, hey, I'm in Reno on Friday. And they're like, all right.
And Reno's close to everywhere.
Yeah, except for friendliness. Oh. I like Reno. I have a blast when I'm in Reno. It's always fun when I come down that way. And the folks out there are great, dude. Like, I get a lot of support from the Reno folks, and it's a lot of love. I'm totally blessed when I come into Reno. It's fun. Really fun.
Cool.
Well, what did he say about my comedy?
That you're horrible. People walked out on your show a bunch of times. It was hard to run a bill with you because the audience wouldn't stay.
Total debutante backstage.
Yeah, backstage, a total diva.
It's terrible.
Pretty much. I need my green M&M.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, 1,003.
And I have to, I have to. I got to sit there, and, I only want 10 people there, so I have to walk everybody else. I only want 10 people on my show. So I make everybody else upset, and they leave.
Well, right on.
No, actually, it's great.
No, he had a lot of great things to say about your brother.
Said you always sell out.
He says you always sell out, and the crowds with you are always ridiculous.
Well, it's a different style of comedy. Like, I'm not that vulgar comic. I'm not that comic that's going to come in there and talk about, uncomfortable situations. I'm kind of a family oriented comic, but I'm not like, I'm not squeaky super clean.
You're not Bob Saget on the show. You're
shade darker than Cosby.
But I'm not Bob Saget on stand up either. I don't know if you ever watched his stand up. I'm not.
It's ridiculous.
Oh no, his stand up's ridiculous. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Dirty.
But I keep it like to what people want to hear. I don't cuss a lot. I barely cuss at all. Actually, I just like to take people back and have everybody to have a good time.
Ask him if he wants to cuss on our show.
Yeah, I mean, would you like to cuss? Because we have a cussing freedom zone here. We're not on the radio or anything,
brother.
Yeah, if you'd like to drop anything, here's your chance. It'll be on the internet. Where approximately 15 people will hear it.
Well, shit, man, and that's exactly how many people. You know what? Five of those people need to stay home because I only allow 10 in.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Well, hey, Sean, we look forward to seeing you this weekend at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. Have a great show if we don't make it. And we'll catch you next time around.
Okay, brother.
Come back on the show anytime.
All righty.
There we go. You hang on first.
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, he got funny at the end, finally. Yeah, he'd be cool to watch.
No, it was good. It was good.
I tried to
sounded
throw
like he would have been on an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I tried to throw softballs up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he got it. He got it. No, he was fun.
Yeah, I was
so
cool
everybody
when
go
you,
check
when
out.
You told him what his friend said.
I believed you. Funny. He's going to get all mad.
Chris Techney's all.
A shitty show.
Mother what?
call me out on the worst little podcast, you dick. So what do you – no, I said you were great.
Yeah, no. Oh, there we go. Drink. I said it. Yeah, no. Drink. It was a quick one. Everybody, please go check out shows at the Pioneer Underground. It's a really great venue. They put on a lot of great shows. You heard all the information there. RenoTahoeComedy.com.
Those guys are homosexuals.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. Laugh is the phone number. 775 mumble, 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 laugh. That's the phone
fun
number.
Date night because laughing's the best.
It is. I have taken a few dates over there, and they ended up usually being successful dates.
Ah, nice.
Sexually. What do you mean?
Sexually.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sexually.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but they were all successful.
Oh, where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Oh, Jesus, Chewie.
Chewbacca. That
oh, my
is
God.
A little
oh.
Aggressive.
Britt, did you really expect this?
We're actually on our best behavior.
Did you listen to the show? Excellent. I love that answer. Yay.
She shook her head no, everybody. Good. Out there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever listen.
Yeah, I love the. I love it when they don't listen.
It's terrible.
You'll listen from now on, though.
I sure will.
At least to this one, repeatedly. So when are you playing? You're playing next with. I'm playing at a show with you coming up this week.
Yes, we are.
Today.
The day of the release.
Today,
of the show.
Since we're this is make the future.
Sure
we're
out.
In the future now.
Not day.
Yes, it'll be out
is
that
Thursday?
Day. Yes,
today
it's
is
Thursday. Today
it?
Is Thursday.
That's what
it's always Thursday, except when it's not. But at the Creative Coalition Midtown Music Walk, we'll be playing up some music at the Shays.
Shays Tavern, 6 p.m. Starts at 6 p.m. I'm excited.
I think I get to open for everybody.
There's going to be a lot of talented folks there.
What are you opening with, Rory?
Songs.
Your guitar.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do like...
Well, I don't know if you're going to bring Riku if it was, or if you're going to bring Nick or if you're going to like... Oh, you have a bunch of projects.
Riku's, Riku's in Sacramento.
You have the most projects for somebody who can't play anything well that I've ever heard.
Wow. He's crying.
Damn it, Rick. You know what? You don't fucking know.
I've never heard you.
You haven't actually come out and seen me since Dogwater a year and a half ago.
Forever ago, yeah.
When I totally froze on
stage. You must
stage.
Be doing good because you're playing in like five bands, right? You've almost got as many bands as Nick.
Well, I have Lighter Thief, which is an open mic arrangement between myself and the Ramirez. Then there's the Princess Bombs, which is the hanging out at the house arrangement.
And then
with
there's
me and a daughter.
Rory Dowd's solo.
And then there's still all the poetry stuff.
Oh, don't forget.
Don't forget.
And then there's your mom.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Face.
My kid likes you, though. Yeah.
Face.
Whatever, faggot. Hey, play me a song on anything. Oh, what's the name of it? Was it Daniel? Why don't you play some Daniel for me?
I can.
You know, is that the name of that?
Dude, okay. I've heard Rick's electronic music.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, not David. Not David is pissed.
Oh, David, right.
I'm talking about Daniel. You're like operatic goth symphony thing.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. But on top of that, not any talent involved. I really just program something and then push start. So, you know, how much talent is
there? Yeah, play something for me. Bald faggot.
I know. I'm a. Yeah.
It's R word. I don't have to say namaste.
Yeah.
You know, Rick, you're a fucking prick. You're a fucking asshole, dude.
I know. Oh, that's.
Does that get whispered in your ear?
You fucking die by yourself.
I will.
I'll be with you, Rick.
Yeah. He was definitely drunk, right, Rick?
Oh yeah, he doesn't remember that at all.
Yeah.
But I played it for him recently. He'd never heard it. Uh-huh. And he said, wow, I must have really liked you because I'm normally much meaner than that. Really?
Yikes.
Right. So
Rick
I guess
saved
he,
this cassette.
I guess he. I guess
fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Until the digital technology existed to put it on his computer. Right. So, Britt, I'd like you to play for another song.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I can definitely do that. All day long.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll play a song and then we'll come back and chat with you a little more about stuff. And I think a quiz is going to be in short order there at that point.
Yeah.
And you're going to be nice on the quiz, aren't you?
Nope.
Okay.
Right, yes. This one is another one I wrote. Whoops.
No, that's awesome.
It's called Eye to Eye. I think I knocked this out of tune real fast, actually.
Tuning is essential, and I love the tuning song.
It's everybody's favorite.
I love it.
Well, hey, while we're waiting for the tuning song, I actually
have some.
I do have something that I need to
mention.
Shoot, it's in my Facebook messages. Can I pull it up in time without stopping the show?
What?
Tell me about your Halloween show.
The Shames are going to be the Yeah Yeah Yeahs for Halloween at the 40 Mile, and we're going to play musical chairs, and I'm going to play the drums, and Cyril's going to play the guitar, and Penny's going to play the bass.
Holy shit.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
That you should go. Rad.
Okay, so.
Madness.
Yeah, oh, that's super cool, huh?
Blinders.
Yeah, at the 40 Mile. Go ahead, Rory.
No, I'm a dick. I'm sorry to have completely interrupted you there.
It's okay. You better give me another ding before I kill you.
Oh, yeah. You get, like, a ding.
Penny.
All right. So my good friend Murdoch wanted me to mention this on the air. He's going to stop in and hang out with us next week, but he sent me this long thing that I'm going to read in radio voice real quick. So I'm really going to stop the show. Well, just pause it. The National Leather Association is putting on a night of fetish and fantasy speakeasy. Come relive the roaring 20s while you watch demos of flogging, electric play, candle waxing, rope bondage, and other kinky demos. There'll be a costume contest with prizes and also an auction to charity that'll benefit Build Our Center and the Silver Dollar Court. Two great charities that help promote gay rights and raise awareness about domestic violence. There'll be specialty vendors there, so bring your money. This will be on October 19th, starting at 7 p.m. at Candela's nightclub, Bar and Nightclub, located at 1126 East 4th Street, Reno, Nevada. There will be drink specials and jello shots. Tickets will be available at the door, 5 in costume, 10 not. There's a Facebook page where you can have all the information, and then there's a link.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
I will post that up on our website.
I don't think allegedly, Chewbacca.
I didn't mean to insult homosexuals.
God, that's so
when
good.
They come in like just like this massive wave.
Okay. No, but it is a cool event. I've at least seen pictures of it, so I've heard from friends.
Overrated.
Y'all should check it out.
Cool.
And yeah, Murdoch will be on the show next week to hang out with us and chill and talk about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Murdoch's cool. I met him on the bus at TMCC.
Right on, Roy. Man about town, meeting people, making friends.
Hell yeah.
That's why we love you, dude.
All right, now here's a song.
Here's a song for y'all.
You and I can go far if we try. Must be the I. You and I can go far if we try. We're on a different level though. We must be I to I. Yeah. All of these goblins.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank
it's
you. Thank you.
It's still summertime. It's still summertime. That's fine. Yeah. No.
Do you ever play with Ruby Jane? Because she
Fredkin?
Plays. Yeah.
That is one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
I love that girl.
Yeah, she plays the uke, too.
Mm-hmm. When she moved to Reno, I was like one of the first people she met. Mm-hmm. We were roommates and stuff, and that's where we met. And yeah, that chick can she play and sing? She can play piano. Anything she touches, she like puts to life.
Wow, cool.
That girl, yeah.
Yeah, no, and she's got a great set of pipes, too. Mm-hmm. A good performer, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's far out because you kind of reminded me of her, and then you guys were roommates. Crazy.
It's funny.
Yeah,
so it happens.
Birds of a feather flock together, I guess.
Man,
I haven't said that in about 40 years.
You should try to not do it for another 40.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namastizzle.
So, are we ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you, sir. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you, Brits, draw a bunch of uncomfortable questions. And then I'm going to score you subjectively while we all silently judge you. All right, Nick, I'll just give these to you now so I don't have to worry about it later. Hey. Hey, yahoo-ya. I'm going to start somewhere fun. Britt, what's your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Yeah, when you're like loaded 2 a.m. and you're drunk and you want to eat some food, what do you want? What's what you crave? Like before you pass out and you need to have food, what's what you want?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah?
With some milk.
Really?
And then some french fries. And
hot sauce. Okay. There it is. French fries and hot sauce. All right, that's a good answer. What was the first album you ever bought? With your own monies.
Shoot. I would have to say the Spice Girls. And it was a cassette tape.
Rad.
Yeah. And I played that until it wouldn't play anymore.
A cassette tape gets total bonus points. Absolutely. if you could fight anybody in the world, anybody in history, who would it be?
I would have to say...
Like, you're just going to bring a whoop-ass.
I really don't know. I don't really hate anybody. But...
You're just going to fight him. I'm not, like, to the death or anything, but...
All right, give him how about
popping the chops.
Like, yeah.
Kim Kardashian. I'd like to smack her.
That's a good answer. I don't think you've ever had that one. That's really good.
One of those.
So, you get on the internet, right?
I do.
And you know there's stuff on the internet, pornography. When you're looking for a little inspiration at the end of the day, what are your favorite keywords to use? I ask this of every guest.
You were wondering if he was going to get to any of the bad questions.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bad questions.
Gang bang.
I'm with you, dude. Because like it's the gayest thing to watch ever. It's like it's all guys and one girl. That's the best. It's the best.
Just so many dicks.
Yeah. Okay. See, we can relax around her just a little bit.
Cool.
Excellent. See, I knew that was going to be just fine. So, speaking of which, how often do you masturbate?
I'm pretty comfortable with myself, so I probably do that, you know, at least a couple times a week or so.
Alright.
For a girl, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
That's so, and that, that Rick, that's so, like, you know? Just patronizing. Oh, for a girl, that's good.
Well, you know, because all the guys are bragging in here. They're like, I do it 30 times a day.
They're also like 18 and have no sex lives.
Yeah, they don't.
They have a healthy sex life. Or not healthy, but consistent. If you're doing it 30 times, I mean.
You build up that kind of, yeah.
You know, like, the greatest love of all, Rory. Oneself.
What is your biggest guilty pleasure?
Chocolate too much. Really?
Chocolate.
Dark
you
milk?
Like the chocolate?
Milk. With caramel.
Yeah. That gets a fist bump and a ding and some good point action. What would you want your last meal to be? Last meal, not the drunk one, but the last one ever. For whatever unspecified reason.
It would have to be a steak burrito. A big old steak burrito loaded with everything.
The answer.
Like the girl of my dreams here. Jesus. Where and when did you lose your virginity? Because that's not a creepy follow-up at all. And again, we do ask everyone this question.
Where and when?
Yeah, well, what's the story?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I fell in love. Like, you know, we all do.
Like how younger? Don't want to talk about it younger.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Pretty young.
Okay.
But, you know, we all make mistakes and stuff, but I don't know. I don't regret it at all.
Was it like on a hill in a graveyard or
no, it was just in a plain old boring bed.
Okay. Well, that's sweet and nice.
Yeah.
Better than some.
I guess.
Nick, your turn. Nick, save me. I just totally ran the show into the ground.
Okay. Let's go with the classic start of the Pulp Fiction extras in the DVD. Are you an Elvis girl or a Beatles girl?
A Beatles.
Beatles. How about the Clash or the Sex Pistols? Neither. Are you saying neither? You have to answer through the mic.
Oh, no.
Yes. When you shake your head, I'm like...
Rapid fire, yes, no questions.
Okay. Well, yeah, she shook her head no, but...
But you can't.
It doesn't work on the radio. Pizza or beer?
Pizza.
Okay.
And hot sauce.
And hot sauce. What's your favorite hot sauce?
Tapatio.
Yeah, I could pick.
Tapatio.
No vinegar.
Good.
God bless them.
They make those good chips with Tapatio, right? Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
Benatar. All right. Tattoos or piercings?
Piercings.
Okay. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Homophobe.
No.
It's a trick question.
Shaven or landing strip?
Shaven. No, actually, it depends on your mood, you know?
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go for a little mix up, you know?
Oh, let's get to some of these ones. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah! That is the right answer.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Indiana Jones.
Cool. Coldplay or herpes?
Herpes.
And then for your last question. Oh, did you go? It's not your last question. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay.
If you could live in a world with only the Beatles or Star Wars, which one would you pick?
Star Wars.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at how many people make that choice.
I'm shocked, too. I thought she was going to say Beatles for sure. Well, you passed the quiz. Good job.
Yay.
Yeah, with a wonderful, rousing score of 115.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it up on the big wall with all the other quiz takers.
Yeah.
If you ever come over to the studios, you can see the big wall of anybody who's ever taken the quiz and all their scores.
You should see both of them have boners right now. I'm not kidding. Good job, girl.
Shut up!
That's totally disgusting.
You know, gotta tell you what I see. I can't see this.
Ah, the magic of radio. The theater of the mind.
Just wore tight pants today. I don't really have a boner.
Nick also likes shit.
Actually, it totally looks like you have a boner.
Fuck you, Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
So, Britt, how often have you been playing in town lately? Like, I see it open mics a lot, but how are you getting, like, a show a month?
Well, I just got a show at Shay's Tavern, like we were talking about, right, coming up this Friday. But
is that Friday or Thursday?
I believe it's Friday.
Oh, shit.
It's probably Friday then.
That makes more sense.
So go tomorrow, guys, out in listening land.
Go every day.
To Shay's.
Oh, and check out
why
the...
Not?
Sorry. Check out the ShaysTavern.com website that I help make and stuff.
Oh, cool.
It's up. It's live on the web as of this week. So please check out ShaysTavern.com, brought to you by Waking Work Girl Web Design.
Nice.
So
excellent.
Yeah. So I'm excited to play there this week, too, for that reason as well.
Yeah, it's good. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Like, who's playing with us? Josiah.
Oh,
Jeff.
I love Josiah.
Jeff Dunn.
And Jeff.
And the band playing after us is Deadly Gallows at
fucking
10
rad.
O'clock.
Oh, cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
That is a good show.
So, yeah, 6 o'clock, a bunch of hanging out, having a good time, kind of not
going.
Quiet music, but hanging out music. And then Deadly Gallows to rock your face into Halloween.
Yeah. That's some fun music there. Getting nice and rowdy.
Accidentally shoot a guy.
You should be booking more shows, and
not
I'm going to tell
rowdy.
All my friends that they should do that.
Yeah, it was messed up. Did you guys hear about the alley?
Two conversations. What?
There was a shooting at the alley.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah,
vaguely. What happened?
Last weekend. Was it, I don't know
what
any
kind of
details.
Show was it?
I should have looked into that. I'm a bad journalist.
Was it not the Cro-Mags? It was the night before the Cro-Mags, I think.
Was
it metal or hip-hop or...
It was the same night as the Vampire
Gala. It was
Gala,
punk rock.
Saturday, I want to say.
It was Shoe Watcher Goth, and they got mad.
Shoe Watcher.
Yeah, but then you know what happened. The
hey, speaking of the alley, don't forget this weekend, Drag Queen Boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And that's going to be, so nobody's going to have a gun at Drag Queen Boxing.
No.
That's
no,
just not going
again.
To happen.
It should
that's
be really,
fluke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That should totally be a fluke. So come see Drag Queen Boxing this weekend. It's going to be awesome. See very large women pound the crap out of each other in a ring, and then maybe some podcast hosts might get drunk and challenge audience members
or each other
or other panelists or
I
friends.
I think me and Rory are going to beat each other up.
To a ring or two for charity, yeah. In the ring. Also for Build Our Center, who's doing a whole bunch of good fundraising this fall here. And we're happy to support them because they're a rad group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this weekend, come to the alley.
So go down and get hypnotized to be gay and then go
to wear drag.
The big gay thing and then...
Perfect.
No, and yeah, no,
put
Nick.
Put on drag and get out your ass.
I will fight
match.
You at Drag Queen Boxing, Nick Ramirez, if you show up. I will fight you in the ring.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we'll sign up. A couple rounds.
So if you want to see some exciting Rick on... Or Nick on Rory action. Rick on Rory action.
Rory's a little high.
Ooh, that only happens in the woods on acid.
Oops.
Sometimes things are funny because they're true. hey, Britt, would you like to play another song for us?
I would love to.
That'd be awesome.
Sweet.
Should this mic be up a little bit more? Or is it good right here?
Intern?
I think it's
intern.
Good. Did it slip or something?
Is it good right
Wait.
Here?
It's totally falling. We have
yeah,
no intern. Hey, this
there
is a this plea for an intern is brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Don't forget to check them out on Wells.
There you go.
We need an intern. They employ interns to do electrical engineering stuff. We need interns to know how to do mic-y sound audio stuff.
As much as we talk about it, you won't actually get molested by a man.
No.
Damn.
No.
I was going to volunteer.
Them's just jokes.
And right? Actually, really, if you're a good enough intern and we have the right guest, you might get lucky. Look at Dakota and Mallory. He wasn't even an intern. He was just hanging around, and now they're all getting married.
No, dude, everybody. Jessica met Felix here. You met your wife here. Like, everybody
meets
their wife here.
No, I did not meet my wife here.
Well, you dated your wife here.
Yes.
No, everybody meets the love of their life at my house. Daisy and Eric met here.
Yes.
Everybody meets their significant other here.
I see what you're saying. Jeez, you're right. That's weird.
I know. No, it is weird. Like, everybody gets laid here except me. So that sucks.
It's because you did that in high school when you weren't supposed to.
Because I want to, I want to get laid sometimes too.
So. Don't be gross, Rick.
Hi, Mikey.
What?
Hi, Mikey.
Hi.
All right, so what are you going to play for us here now?
Another one I wrote.
Do you, do the things you write have names?
This one is called Eternity.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's go stare at the stars, to the moon, through the sky. I'll take you far away from here. I love you, baby. You know it's true. I'm here for you always. Oh, never leave you down or blue, baby. Do that sometimes.
That's beautiful.
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
I have probably about
like your
six
cliff
songs.
Like you're going and then you're done.
Not a lot of dynamic range on the ukulele, so you mostly just stop.
Right.
You know?
No, but yeah. It's...
How many songs?
It works with the song that comes before it, is what I was saying.
And then I have a bunch of covers that, you know.
Cool.
And then I have, like, four songs that are, like, in the mix, you know, in process. But I can do a cover for you guys.
yeah, please. That'd be super.
All right, this one. I like One Republic a lot. So this is, fuck, what is it called?
It'll be a surprise.
You'll know it when I play it.
It's true. Okay, I'll just do that. I stared up at the sun, thought of all the people, places, things I love. Stand up just to see of all the faces you're one.
crushing what you know. Out to sea, you could see your life out the window tonight. I'll lose myself tonight. It'll be by your side. Lose myself tonight. No, 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 yeah. I'll lose myself tonight. It'll be you and I. Lose myself tonight, yeah. I lose myself tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm out of liquids here.
Well, what's coming up next week, Mr. Dowd?
Next week, well, don't forget. Now it's at the time of the end of the show, so we'll take a little moment for our good friends. Reno, we have a problem. They're disintegrating from the outside influences of evil, and the mighty Foo Fleming will be leaving.
Dang.
No.
Has left Mike. The band.
Dude.
He's traveling to good fortune. He is traveling to good fortune, however.
Dick.
He's on fire tonight.
Why would he laugh at that?
Foo got an amazing job somewhere else. So it's very good for him. Really sucks for the band. And Foo is crying.
So he's leaving Reno?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, entirely.
Who's going to wear a fez in public?
I know.
I'm so
upset. I will take that mantle up if somebody buys me a fez.
I think you should. And then if whoever moves back, you have to stop immediately.
Okay, I agree with that. But if anybody else wears a fez, I can keep wearing it, right?
Yeah.
It's just if he comes back.
Right.
Okay, fine. I'm good with that.
We should all start wearing fezes in honor
Foo, yeah. The mighty Foo. Well,
that
Foo.
Sucks, dude.
And we had a great time this past Monday at the last performance of Reno, We Have a Problem,
so
at the open mic night at Jub Jub's.
They're not just going to get a new bass player? They're just going to... bust out and that's
oh
it.
No, they're gonna find a new bass player and find a new drummer.
Okay, good.
But
okay.
Right now
the drummer's leaving too.
Right now it's has already left.
Yeah,
where did it was Mike, right?
Mike, yeah.
Where'd Mike go?
He left the band.
Fuck,
that is the
sucks.
End of the press release on that subject.
He left
the band.
God damn. Okay
Rick, call Rick a paying attention man.
Yeah,
Jesus.
There's a word for that, probably.
That sucks because they were really good.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah.
Right now, though, it's the Chris and Logan show, and they are looking for a rhythm section wanted.
Cool.
Please inquire within.
Cool.
And I think for a while here, Chris and Logan doing really drunk country sets of all their songs could still be quite a lot of fun.
That might work.
All right.
Because we had a good time this past Monday.
That's right.
Sure did.
It was awesome.
Coming up next after that, though, I have to unlock my dumb phone because I don't have a memory anymore. I don't think about things.
Rick, do you have anything coming up?
No, I'm just recording. I'm recording aversion therapy.
Well, no, that already
cool.
happened.
Which is awesome. I'm really excited, but.
That already happened.
Sounding really good.
Like your mom.
Yeah.
Technology.
Well, yeah, like we said, we've got this weekend we've got the Music Walk, Creative Coalition Midtown Music Walk. Please check that out. It's all around Midtown.
Okay.
It'll be fun. My phone's freezing up. I can't tell what's happening beyond Friday. Saturday, hey, you know what? Fuck it. I'm playing at Shea's on Friday. I'm going to be out at the alley on Saturday. Come to that, bitches. I'm not telling you anything else.
Yeah. You can go to Pioneer Underground for some comedy and hypnotism. Mikey, anything? Do you think of
Are
this
you playing
weekend?
Any shows? Anything cool happening?
I don't know, dude.
Do you know of anything, Britt, besides what you already have going on?
What we got going on, besides that, I don't know. I think the Midtown thing will be pretty cool. And the hypnotist thing. I don't know. That's a kind of a toss-up there.
See, there is really only one thing to do, people. It's go do what we tell you to do.
check, you know, the grid on the news and review. Check the internet. Go to Reno.
Don't be
fun.
Stupid. Don't be lazy. Go out and have a good time in your hometown.
Yeah, get out of
the
house
place where you live
while.
At least.
Have some fun. See entertainment by your local community.
And that's our Moria Art moment.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
Dun. So, Britt, do you want to do one more song as we go out?
Heck yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye now. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always. For Nick Ramirez,
bye.
Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, our in-studio guests, Mikey and Britt. Ooh. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short. I love you.
Uh-huh.
And good night, ladies.
All this time I was wasting hoping you would come around. I've given out chances every time and all you do is let me down. It's taken me this long, baby, but I figured you out. And you're thinking we'll be fine again, but not this time around. You don't have to call anymore. I won't pick up the phone. This is the last straw. Don't want to hurt anymore. You could tell me that you're sorry and I won't believe it, baby, like I did. But wait, tell me that you're sorry. Didn't think I'd turn around and say it's too late to apologize. Too late, no, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. You're not sorry, oh, no, no. Looking so innocent, I might believe you if I didn't know. Could've loved you all my life if you hadn't left me waiting in the cold. And you got your share of secrets and I'm tired of being last to know. Asking me to listen cause it's worked each time before. You don't have to call anymore. I won't pick up the phone. This is the last straw. There's nothing left to beg for. You could tell me that you're sorry and I won't believe it, baby, like I did. But wait, tell me that you're sorry. Didn't think I'd turn around and say it's too late to apologize. Too late to apologize. Too late, no, no. No, 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 you're not sorry. No, 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 no,
oh. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I had a great time.
Cool, cool.
Fuck yeah.
How I've suffered, heaven only knows.
Dogwater Studios.
I think she is the prettiest person in the world.
Yeah.